This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is promising to appeal the $83 million in damages ordered by a jury for writer E. Jean Carroll. The New York jury announced the verdict against Trump on Friday. Trump attorney Alina Habes spoke shortly thereafter.
We will set aside that ridiculous jury. And I just want to remind you all of one thing. I will continue with President Trump to fight for everybody's First Amendment right to speak. Everybody's a right to defend themselves when they are wrongfully accused.
Trump called the ruling, quote, absolutely ridiculous on his Truth Social account. He claimed the legal system is being used as a weapon against him. Three U.S. service members killed and an additional 25 wounded over the weekend at an American base in Jordan in a drone attack launched by Iranian-backed militias. That's according to the White House, which says U.S. officials are considering options for a response now. It's unclear if they plan to release any other details. Negotiations in the U.S. Senate on a new border bill are ongoing. One of the people involved with those talks is U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat. He explained why he favors the efforts underway to find bipartisan compromise on the immigration issue.
We are going to pass legislation which would be the biggest bipartisan reform of our border and immigration laws in 40 years.
On the campaign trail over the weekend, President Biden vowed to shut down the border if Congress gives him the authority to do it.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state.
Super Bowl 58 is now set. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs will defend their title against the NFC San Francisco 49ers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Homeless individuals in California are now reportedly digging caves under the Tuolumne River in order to find shelter. The Golden States continue to face issues with homeless populations, both in urban centers and elsewhere. Recent collaborative efforts with the cave dwellers involved the Modesto Police Department and the Tuolumne River Trust, where they say officers and volunteers have removed approximately 7,600 pounds of trash from the caves and surrounding areas. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It's actually 3.3% growth for the final quarter of the year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago last week.
We've capped insulin costs for Americans on Medicare at $35 per month. We're also working to bring energy-related costs down more.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. If you're planning your winter vacation, the State Department has two locations on a travel advisory list. USA's Laura Winters.
A warning to Americans traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, Super Bowl 58 is set. We're hearing about that. Hearing, of course, more border news, a little bit about what's happening in Israel. But the shocker to me is this big reveal that came down regarding voter fraud and manipulation, especially as it relates to Dominion. Of course, Fox probably doesn't want to even get close to talking anything about the Dominion machines because of the price that they've already paid. Bill Hotzenpiller from American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, joins us now. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good to hear you today and talk about some important issues that are striking the news.
Well, the thing that is quite notable here, Phil, is that they're bearing this situation where you've got this expert who has, you know, been sounding the alarm back in the early 2000s, I think 2004 when he did a first report. This is a, you know, professor who's very experienced with this, and he goes into this Georgia courtroom and right in front of the judge says, here, he gets a pen out, and he hacks the machine. And, you know, jaws kind of drop, and then it's like, okay, what do we do with this information? Well, we just won't talk about it. And not only is there a problem in Georgia, but they're also saying, Breitbart's saying, hey, don't forget about Colorado. There's voting machine vulnerabilities that have been ID'd in Colorado as well. And so this issue of voter fraud and what happened so egregiously in 2020, that over 60% of America says they don't trust, they don't believe in the results of the election. And that 60% goes, I mean, you talk about bipartisan, it's not all Republicans. You know, this is a mix of the voting public. So you got Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike all agreeing, the majority saying there's just something that doesn't make sense.
Well, I think we all knew this, and this is not like shocking news. It's the fact that you can actually get a message out where someone can see it, and maybe, and I've used the word big maybe, do something about it. Because voter fraud has probably been going on since the first vote that was ever done. Let's face it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But on a wide scale level that changes the political climate of an entire nation, this is unheard of, you know, in my estimation. And well, the fact that if I vote, and then you have, you know, clowns like Klaus Schwab saying, you know, this will be the last election. AI will determine who's our president, who our leaders are, because it knows better than us. I mean, these are the days we're living in. They're just like unprecedented times of confusion and makes you wonder what has really happened to our world. What happened when we went to sleep and woke up one day?
Yeah, when Klaus Schwab says this, we should take him seriously. And certainly when you look at the technology and where we are right now and what was done and you know, we're hearing these stories. I mean, they've been leaking out. See, this is the problem with the truth, Phil, is that sometimes it does leak out ever so gently. See, and I think that, you know, when you consider it, because God himself who created this whole enchilada, right? He does not like scales that are out of balance. And in the infrastructure of his creation, it spits out lies. It may be a process because we don't discern it right away, as the book of Ecclesiastes says. So we've got to get through the process. But eventually, you know, the truth comes out. So now what are you going to do with it? I mean, it's just like, even like going back, I mean, which blew me away, because Democrats are also casual about it. And this is Democrats saying this, okay? That, well, you know, if the truth be known, you know, John Kennedy, he became president because of the cheating that was done in Illinois. And probably a couple other swing districts too. I can't remember exactly which ones they pointed out. But I mean, they just put it out there matter of factly, like, oh, you know, that's, you know, like, you know, your suspicions are there and, or whatever, but, oh yeah, for the record now, some 60 years later, we'll kind of fess up. Well, you know, that is a huge benchmark right there. And as you said, and when I was looking back in terms of voter fraud, you're exactly right. From day one, I mean, when this is like the history of man, people have been stuffing ballots and cheating and that sort of thing, not just in America. But, you know, so America's picked up on it, and it's become, you know, kind of commonplace. I mean, but the problem is this time around, it was so obvious and so overt that people are just, you know, they're not buying it. So they go to D.C. and say, hey, look, at you're not fooling us. And they said, oh, we're not fooling you. We're going to put you in jail for a while until you're convinced. Right.
Right. Well, and, you know, if you just I mean, just take and try this. Just Google search. Just put in voter fraud. And you might see one article, two articles that talk about Georgia or something else. Mm-hmm. But then you will see thousands of articles about how this is a lie, this is conspiracy theory, you know. And so when you're controlling the media flow of information, you know, the average person is going to go, well, yeah, there might be one article, but there's a thousand over here that are saying, no, it's not true.
Exactly.
And so what's your mind do? Logic tells you, well, it could be voter. I mean,
yeah, I'm okay. All of a sudden, I think, okay, we'll see what happened. All of a sudden, I heard plates falling over. But, you know, and I think what Phil's getting to here is that we've been conditioned, we've been groomed into thinking a certain way. And as I said earlier when we were talking with Janice Daniels from The New American, is that, you know, we're told, oh, well, you know, the numbers difference there are so minimal, you know. Yeah, there was some discrepancies, but it wouldn't have made any difference whatsoever. It's just kind of, you know, odd when you think about, you know, these challenges. You know, roughly about 12,000 vote difference, and in these swing districts, in these voting areas, this was all. I mean, to me, it just seems logic would tell you, if you pause for just a moment, logic would tell you that this had to be contrived. Okay, Phil's back with us. All right, Phil, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
I don't even know where I was. You know, the universe switched on me here and took me off the planet. So anyway.
All of a sudden I started, it sounded like plates were flying or something like that. And I thought, okay, maybe he's in a Greek restaurant or something and they're having a
you know
celebration.
You know, that sounds pretty good right now, because I'm on 21-day fast and a Greek restaurant sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I think that the fact is that we balance truth. We say, well, I knew there was conspiracy theories. I knew this was fraud. But look at how many things everybody accuses of, in terms of conservatives, of conspiracy theories that have proved out to be fact. Move
mm-hmm.
on.
Yes.
Fact. Mask worthless. Fact. 6 feet distancing. Not. You know, another fraud. I mean, you just keep going through it. It's just down the road you go. And I'm just making the point that when we try to do our research, it's hard to get pure research out of your internet.
Well, you see, this is the problem with it, because when there's not a particular filter, and you talk about, you know, of course, this administration is so sensitive about misinformation. Well, it's like, how much misinformation is coming out of this administration. And but they counter, they make you think that somehow they must be pure and honest because they're the ones that are yelling about misinformation, when at the same time they're the perpetrators of it all. Got to go to break. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after
the
this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith. Hey, by the way, you got my text. You know, Don Jr. said to say hey to you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Don's great.
I'll tell you, what a great young man. I mean, he really is awesome. And it was so much fun, you know, because, afterwards we were taking pictures And I think Don Jr. is probably about 6'2", right? And I said, well, at least you're not as tall as Barron. He goes, yeah, 6'9". He goes, that's pretty tall.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have the honor of having Laura Trump speak at our American Faith Gala this year.
Oh, good.
So,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big win for us. And you know, we had Charlie Kirk last year, so you know, we've been blessed with great leaders. Dennis Prager the year before that. So American Faith keeps rolling, and we're excited about what God's doing to bring more information and truth out there in the forefront.
Exactly. I mean, we have to be, you know, equally, if not more so, tenacious, and you know, for the battle of truth. But understand, who is the truth giver? And you know, if those that understand that, those that are called by His name, would understand and realize that there's no apology needed, right?
No.
And not even a debate. It's like, you know, go, hey, it's not me. I'm only the messenger. I mean, and if you want to know more about it, it's in the Bible. And you can check it out for yourself and see what God has to say about these things with all the plans of, you know, that humans try to put together, you know, Joe Biden and the ilk and the rest of the political process. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious. You just got to hear God laughing from heaven, you know?
Well, you know, and here's the thing. People, they want truth, but they can't define the origin of truth. And they don't want to admit that there's absolute truth because then they have no wiggle room.
Right.
And so a biblical worldview says there is absolute truth. God is a revealer of truth. And the only way we're going to know truth is through God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what our Constitution is so brilliant, is because it's based on a concept, on an idea that there is absolute truth, that there is a God who sets a standard, and we try to build our constructs and our systems around His system.
Exactly.
In terms of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have such a brilliant constitution.
Yeah, and when we violate those laws and rules, it's like, you know, challenging gravity. I mean, to me, it's just that simple. When God showed me that, I thought, wow, that's a no-brainer. But yet, you know, the political process, it's become so corrupt that it has divided us to such a degree that, you know, here we are. I mean, at every turn, I mean, basic common sense stuff like what's happening at the border, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and you know, I still can't get in my mind how Texas is being opposed by federal government for enforcing an immigration law that's on the book.
Yes.
And then they get all up in their arms and say, well, you know, you haven't heard the end of this yet. Take the wire down. They're going, we're not. And then, so now what do you have? You have at least seven states, if my memory is correct, who have said, governors who have said, we will support the Texas governor statement.
You got 25 governors. 25, Phil, now. Yeah, 25 now.
Okay. Well, you know, there you go. And so the logic says, from a governor's standpoint, well, this doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and the average American doesn't make any sense either.
But no surprise here. Barack Obama did this to us. I mean, you remember that infamous picture of the governor of Arizona. Remember they were on the tarmac there in Arizona, and she Jen, I want to say Brewer, but I may miss recalling her last name. But anyway, she's there, you know, begging Barack Obama, do your job, national security job one. That's what you got to do. And he was leaving, you know, Arizona vulnerable. Well, it accomplished what they wanted to, what the Democrats wanted to do, because look at Arizona. It went from red to now a purple state because of the demographic change that was altered as a result of the policies of the Democratic Party led by Barack Obama. So this is what this is all about, is we're changing the makeup of the country to be more blue.
Yeah, there's definitely a strategy behind this,
mm-hmm.
and you know, unless you take like just super strong steps, we're not going to stop this.
No,
you're gonna have basically a revolution on your hand.
Well, and look, Phil, look what the Republicans are doing. You see what's happened here. It's interesting. I've watched this dynamic. is the Democrats now have gone so radical and have pulled so hard left that, you know, now compared to where the Democrats are, the Republicans are moving closer to the Democrats abandoning a strict conservative position. And they argue and they say, well, you know, this is compromise. But you're compromising with somebody that's gone far left. You're not. It's not the same compromise you would have made 10 years ago, right?
Oh, that's it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes complete sense. Yeah. So, you know, the frog in the water.
Yeah.
Adjusted to temperature until we got boiled.
Exactly. This is what's going on. I mean, here's this report. It's interesting. It's typical stuff, right? When they roll out this information, it's like late Friday afternoon. People are checking out, looking forward to the weekend. But here, the Biden administration rolls out this record-shattering border encounters report. The monthly Southwest land border encounters report came out later than normal. It reveals a shocking look at the apprehension. This is according to Breitbart. Shocking look at the apprehension of nearly 250,000 migrants in the month of December. You know, we hear these numbers, Bill, and what I get concerned with, it's kind of like, you know, the numbers we used to hear with Vietnam, the casualty reports every night, we just became numb. You know, we forgot that those numbers represented people. And it just was just another number. And that's what they've done. They've pulverized this and numbed our brains about exactly the dangers and what's going on at the border. Okay, you've got, almost 250,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border in December between the ports of entry. Okay, this is all the port. We're not even talking about the ones that got away or anything. Like that alone is a 12% increase from the previous year. And, so the numbers have continued to go up. And meanwhile, Mayorkas and Joe Biden have the audacity to say it's the Republicans' fault and that the border is fine. It's secure.
Yeah. Yeah. What universe do you believe the border is fine? I mean, the statement in itself invalidates itself.
Is that?
Because everybody can see this. Everybody knows this. And now when you've got governors in blue states saying, please, Governor Abbott, don't send any more immigrants up here. We're in a crisis.
Right.
Oh, hey, join the club.
Exactly. Now you know how it feels. You see, and the thing is, Phil, which defies common sense. And Trump was right when he said, we're not getting their best. Okay, we're not vetting these people. Some of these countries, they've emptied out their jail cells and said, hey, we don't need to pay for them anymore. Let's just send them north. And they'll go in the United States and, hey, they'll give them a $5,000 a month EBT card, that, you know, and we'll get, you know, these felonious individuals who have raped and killed. And we'll just let it be America's problems. I mean, after all, they got all the money in the world. And so we get all that. And then and as if that's not enough, every individual comes across the border. See, this is, which is not being said whatsoever. They are all beholden to the cartel. Nobody crosses the border without a wrist, a bracelet that says what their, what their job is as defined by the cartels. So I would say, you know, you might have a small 1%. But I'm telling you, 95%+ of every individual comes across is beholden to the cartels. They have no room for any kind of loyalty to America or, any commitment to assimilate and add to the proposition of this great American dream. We've got about 20 seconds left. Go ahead. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, that good friend of ours, and this is related to the whole the chaos, their daughter was forced to undress in a dressing room, in a locker room in a public high school with men.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there.
till you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez, and we're right here live in Las Vegas, Nevada for the 2024 SHOT Show. And guess who we got live? We got Daniel Elliott. He's here in the chair. He is the 56th Indiana State Treasurer as of 2022. And what an incredible background. I mean, how does an IT professional end up as the treasurer of a state like Indiana?
You'd be surprised how many people ask me that question. Yeah. And honestly, I started off like a lot of folks in local government. Mm-hmm. I'd already had my business as a software engineer. Mm-hmm. and got into local government, found that I had a talent for getting things done, you know, and I think that oftentimes small business owners, we are that way.
That's right, exactly.
Into us.
Yeah.
So,
well, because it's survival.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to make it or you're out.
Oh, it's like, yeah. I had to hunt for my food every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an easy process to be a small business owner, but it's also something I would never have changed because it allowed me to be more present with my children.
Yeah.
It allowed me to be more involved in my local community. And as those things happen and more opportunities happen in my local community, I eventually became a county councilman, ended up running redevelopment commission, which meant I learned how to build sewers and water lines and all these things that no one pays attention to. They're not sexy,
yeah, right.
But they're the critical infrastructure of a community.
Right.
And then being very involved in politics in Indiana, I had been very outspoken about some conservative issues like protecting the family.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did that, suddenly people are like, hey, you should think about running for statewide office. And so when I did, it was very fascinating because all my other opponents when I ran were from big cities, large areas, mm-hmm. and everyone was like, well, here's this guy from rural Indiana. Nobody knows him. He's driving around Indiana in a pickup truck with his daughter. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But what I'd done is I'd built a coalition coalition of rural communities across the state. Also had worked with local officials. They knew me, other local government officials. And then we won. And from there, we started, 2023, I began my term as treasurer, and we've been doing it ever since.
And making things happen.
We have been. It's funny. I've been accused of being the most active treasurer they've seen in modern history in our state. And I'm like, well.
You actually show up for work.
I do. I drive from my little farm in Martinsville every day to downtown Indianapolis, and we try to get things done. We've been very fortunate. We've been tackling, my office and I, we've tackled some big issues right off the bat. ESG,
yes.
Environmental social governance issues were things I found out about on the campaign trail, literally at a gun shop.
Yeah. Wow.
I was at a gun shop in Terre Haute, Indiana. Shout out to Top Gun and Steve Ellis.
Right.
We were there talking business, guns, all the fun stuff that guys like to talk about. Mm-hmm. And he started telling me about how the fact that he had been debanked. He had had credit card processing companies reject him, even though they're a well-established business and been around for a long time.
Right.
So as I started looking into this, I realized this was across the board. And then we had, we had other issues with pension funds and things like that, where you had folks like BlackRock who had basically anti-coal stances, and Indiana's a coal state.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, this is not how, you're literally using the power of these large companies and large banks to push out Indiana businesses.
To work against your own effort, right?
Absolutely.
Here you are as a businessman, and like you said, every day you got to go and hunt. It's a moment-to-moment survival, and then you find these antithetical forces, and you go, how could this happen?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and what happened is once I found that out, again, not afraid to take on the tough fights, so I first thing we did is we tackled the ESGs in the pension side.
Right.
We did that last year. I mean, I'd only been in office for a few weeks, and people were like, oh, this is too much for you to tackle right off the bat. I'm like, no, it's not. And we did, and we were able to get across the line. And this year, in fact, tomorrow, our General Assembly is hearing a debanking bill that my office has worked with one of the state senators to try to get that across the line.
Mm. On the ESG effort and that you've been working on, and the stockholders have got to realize a positive bump since you took office.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you kicked that stuff is hindered.
It is.
ROI.
And here's what's interesting. Now, even some of these big companies that were pro ESG, like Vanguard, they're now saying, oh, no, we're done. We're done.
Because really? Vanguard saying that?
Vanguard actually has come out and said, we are no longer going to be focusing on ESG because it doesn't give a good return on investment.
Exactly.
Nothing more complicated than that.
Yeah.
As one of the state's chief financial officers, the chief investment officer to be exact,
right.
my job, I have a fiduciary duty to make sure that our state pensioners are getting their absolute best return on investment.
Exactly.
And I actually said to the number two guy at BlackRock, I had a conversation with him. He was, of course, opposed to what I was doing. And I said to him, look, if you have a, I don't come from all the money in the background you did. I come from a working class family, first one to go to college. A lot of these people who are on pensions, who are working for local governments or working for state governments, these are folks like my friends and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I understand the situation they're in, and there is no way I want them to ever have to choose between paying for their mortgage or paying for their medicine.
Exactly.
And if we're doing that, then we're doing it wrong, and somebody's got to fight for them. And of course, he was like, wow, I never thought about that way. Now, I didn't say this because in my head, my mother taught me to be polite,
right.
But in my head, I was thinking, well, of course you didn't think about it. You flew in here on a jet.
Yes.
Yeah. You losing a little bit of money means you lose a couple million this year.
Mm-hmm.
But for a family, for a retiree, that has a life-changing impact.
You see, but you're talking about a fundamental issue here, Daniel. That is, who are they serving?
Mm-hmm.
As a businessman, small businessman, you're serving the customer.
Yes.
So you're going to do what's in the best interest so that customer keeps coming back. For them, they're not serving the investor.
they're serving themselves and these other, you know, values that really do not make common sense to the everyday American who is out there working hard, that believes in merit, and, you know, doesn't go around flying around in, you know, being entitled or running around in jets and living in some make-believe world. I mean, look what happened at Davos last week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a wake-up call. They're starting to see what's going on. I mean, Disney's losing billions. Bud Light, you see the all that stuff just because, oh, we got to check boxes. You know, you disregard merit and you check boxes, and look at what you got. You got the Biden administration. This is probably one of the most box-checking oriented administrations we've ever had, right?
100%.
I mean, we got men dressing up in women's dresses, pronouns abound and everything else, and a military that's just as confused that doesn't even know how to win a war.
And the average American family, an average Hoosier family, the average Midwestern family is like, wait a minute, this is not the country I know.
Exactly.
You know, they're looking at, this is not how I'm raising my children. And so I do think that what you're seeing is this pushback from regular everyday Americans.
Do the people have a sense that Indiana now is really open for business in a bigger way?
They do. Indiana is actually doing really well. We have our unemployment numbers just came out yesterday. They're down again. We are one of the best, we're probably the best state in the Midwest as far as our open for business and best available for business. I do believe that we are in the top five of all states as far as open for business and a great place to start a business, to raise a family. We have a low cost of living, low tax rate, all those things. I mean, there's literally businesses moving from Illinois to Indiana because of the environment that we've created in Indiana.
Well, you and I know that business will go where it's invited and welcomed, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's just fundamental.
It is true.
Right. Less than a minute left. I'm going to let you wrap things up, summarize, you know, all the exciting things that you're doing and what you see next.
Well, what I see next is Indiana and so many other treasurers of state. We're trying to really recognize that states' rights are important, and that as states, we have this ability to be a voice for people that had not been heard before. And while in the past treasurer's offices might have been kind of a, you know, behind the scenes, no one paid much attention, I think you're going to see that's going to be changing a lot here in the future. You're going to have a lot of Republican treasurers standing up and standing up for their states in unique ways.
See, common sense is contagious, right?
It is.
I believe so. Daniel Elliott, Indiana State Treasurer, live right here from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. The end of January already. Can you believe it? Wow. Is it just me? Or, you know, am I missing something here? It just seems like nothing's easy anymore, right? I mean, everything is a heavy lift, it seems, these days. I just don't know exactly. I mean, we could sit there and analyze it and philosophize over it quite exceedingly. And, of course, Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family, the assistant of the president for media relations, is going to be joining us and help us, break this down a bit. But it seems like nothing is all that easy, especially when it comes to effective parenting. And I think the opportunity, just like with everything else, is that we may need to, first of all, hit the reset button and take a pause and really consider what we need to do to get in front of this tsunami of events that really are life-altering in so many ways, and especially when it comes to parenting. Right, Gary Schneeberger?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Focus on the Family is indeed marriage and parenting are two of our really four or five greatest focuses of what we help people with.
Well, our good friend Dr. Danny Huerta, and, you know, one of the VPs there, just done a consistent dive on this. He's been working with families, and particularly with kids, and that he has such a heart for kids, and he's really helped to lead the way on all this, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting, Bill. You're the first one I'm going to be able to tell this to, but we did some research last year, and we discovered many things. One of the things that just sort of blew us away is that last year, in 2023, Focus on the Family helped more than 2 million families thrive in Christ.
Wow.
2 million families thrive in Christ. And in that, a slice of that is 680,000 parents we helped improve their parenting skills. That is that's more than one parent a minute for a year. We helped improve their parenting skills. So it is an absolute focus of what we do, and we're grateful to the Lord that we're having an impact.
Gary, it's critical that people connect the dots here and realize with God you get wisdom, you get direction, you get clarity. You know, on your own, the effect of the culture right now that wants your little boy to wear a dress, to be confused about their sex, all in this idea of uber thinking and uber elite thought. In some sense, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, man comes up with their plans, the Bible says, and God laughs. Because, you know, we think we know it all. And especially, you know, the ruling elites. And if you think not, all you have to do is read some of the minutes that came out of Davos, right? I mean, here's a group of select group of uber, supposedly self-appointed high intellectuals coming together, and some of it's just pure nonsense. Now, I get it. I mean, I get it when you come together and you network and you want to throw ideas, because I'm an idea guy. And sometimes I come up with some goofy ideas, but you just kind of go through the exercise. But all you're doing is throwing out ideas. But the way they throw out their idea, it's like from, you know, some other mountain on high, and it's a dictum without saying, hey, this is just a thought. And God forbid, you know, it's kind of like what happens in the faculty lounges. Nobody resists anything. They just think, oh, everything is, that's such a great idea. Nobody challenges the idea, so that, you know, ideas are the seed that you put out there. And if it's appropriate and should be, and it's going to be win-win for everybody, then you hope it takes root and it's massaged along the way with other caretakers who want the same thing. And that is, at the end of the day, that every idea, you know, the ideas that we come up with would be fruitful, and they would be positive, and they would contribute to a better, to a better culture, so to speak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, you couldn't have set the table better for me to talk about, because you mentioned Danny, to talk about Focus's 7 traits of effective parenting assessment, free to take at focusonthefamily.com, which will give you those things that you just talked about to help you spiritually, emotionally, mentally, relationally, and physically raise your children in line with what it's research based, but also biblically based. It will give you a biblical framework for how to raise your kids. So I encourage folks to go to focusonthefamily.com, find the 7 traits of effective parenting, and take it.
Yeah, and as you say, it has this foundation, and the other important component is Danny has been working this plan, and it works, right?
Yep.
This is the beautiful thing of it, is that, again, when you do what God tells you to do, you know, you think, oh, my God, I should have had a V8. What an idiot. What did I do? You know, hopefully, and you go to the kids, you go, God, I hope, I'm praying, forgive me. I hope I didn't damage you. But this is the deal. So there's a lot that goes into this, but it goes from the very, one of the first things that I said when we were coming on to talk here, Gary, and that is that parents, we need to get in front of this, right? We can't get behind it or alongside it. We really need to get in front of it and understand that this is a dynamic process. Things are changing. What important traits of effective parenting that were utilized when you and I are growing up, they're different than what we're dealing with today, because the situation's different. I mean, there's some consistent things there, but there's some new important nuances that we need to be aware of, right?
Yeah, and I'll say what the 7 traits are, just so listeners will kind of get what we're talking about here. One is grace and forgiveness. One is steadfast love. One is gratitude. One is respect. One is adaptability. One is boundaries. And one is intentionality. And what the assessment does is show you where you as a parent fall on a continuum, and not just tell you where you're at, but tell you how you can get beyond that, how you can get even better. If you're good, to get to get great. If you need some, you know, some assistance, we offer the helping hand to get you out of there. So it's not just a here's where you are right now. It's a here's where you can go if you intentionally go about digging in to some of the resources that Focus has that we use to help all those people I talked about at the outset.
Yeah, and you find that you're like so many of us. We're all right. In the boat together, right? Nobody has the exclusive on being a knucklehead and an ineffective parent. But what we do share and what we have in common is that we want to be better parents. You know, we want to help the next generation and leave behind, you know, a better family, a better country, you know, a better culture, right?
Yeah, I mean, we want to raise the next generation of Christians who are going to have an impact on the world. And that's, you know, again, one of the things this assessment will help you do is how and in what ways do you pour into your children so that they can develop those critical thinking skills and, you know, critical emotional skills and critical relational skills to help them become, you know, the best that they can be. All of us as parents, right? Though all of us want our kids to have it better than we had it, right?
Exactly.
To do better than we did. And that's the root of this assessment, to help them grow, to help encourage them, show them how to get better as they walk out their faith in Christ.
Yeah. Gary, and I think we underestimate something, and this has been at the heart of, you know, Focus's mission, how critical the family is. You know, that it is so key, and it is the pivot on which everything operates, and or should operate, is that if the family is not right, then what you reflect out in the business world and in what you do, as you know, for a job and that sort of thing, this is all connected, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I, you know, I'll date myself a little bit by saying I go back to when I worked for Dr. Dobson at Focus on the Family. He always used the phrase, family is the building block of society. Jim Daly, our president for the last, you know, couple of decades, he uses the same phrase, family is the building block of society. And it's not just the building block of your family, but it's the building block of what goes on in culture.
Exactly.
Family is where it all starts. It's the epicenter of that.
And I got to tell you, you know, I think our approach in some cases has been, you know, a bit casual. And and what Dr. Dobson and what Jim has carried on in the legacy of that statement. And here I am, you know, with some experience of, you know, some decades of experience and appreciating that. And, you know, and for some of us, as we're realizing this a little bit later, you know, forgive yourself, have some grace, you know, for yourself, to realize that, hey, but thank God you're catching it now, because maybe what you blew as a parent, maybe as a grandparent, you get another shot at it, right?
Yeah. And the great thing, I don't know exactly how many minutes we've been on. Let me look at my phone.
We got about a minute left.
11 minutes here, it says. That means we've helped 11 parents, maybe 12, 13 parents. In just the time you and I have been talking, Focus on the Family has helped parents do exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, we're talking, you know, to many, many hundreds of thousands of people right now.
Right.
And, you know, so prayerfully that you're catching this and that you're being encouraged, especially, you know, the young families out there. Take advantage of the experience and the mistakes that the previous generation has made and the resources that are available here at Focus on the Family. Gary, again, you can direct them, you know, to the website and the resources. We got about 15 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah, focusonthefamily.com. Search for 7 traits of effective parenting and take this assessment. It's free, and it will change your parenting.
It's an eye-opener, trust me. Gary Schneeberger, Assistant to the President of Media Relations with Jim Daly. All the best to everybody over there, Gary. Appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.